Hello, everyone, and welcome to Learn Together Building Apps with Microsoft Teams. I'm Christina Warren. I'm a senior cloud advocate at Microsoft, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you virtually as we learn more and learn together about Microsoft Teams and building apps for Microsoft Teams. So we've got a bunch of sessions today that will show you how to get started, how to build new applications, how to integrate your existing applications. But before we get into that content, I wanted to bring in my friend Todd Anglin, who is the Principal PM Manager for M365 here at Microsoft. And he's also got Isabel London with him, who is from the Teams team. But Todd, I kind of wanted to start with you. What can we look forward to seeing today, and what are you excited about seeing today?
Morning, Christina. Thanks. I'm pretty excited today. We've got a lot to cover. We're going to cover a lot in the next, 2 hours. But we're going to talk about how you build apps for Teams. A lot of us now are spending a lot more time on Teams. We all know that Teams usage has exploded here during the pandemic. There are 115 million daily active users. So we're spending a lot more time in Teams. It turns out that you can develop apps for Teams. There's a lot of extensibility points, and I think a lot of developers just don't even know what you can do. So we want to spend time today helping developers, helping you all understand why should you build these apps? Why should you extend Teams? What can you do? How do you do it? And we're going to cover all of that with a lot of guests and a lot of people helping us out here coming up.
Yeah. And I know we have Isabel, and Isabel, I said your name wrong earlier. I'm sorry, Isabel Lubin, who's here from the Teams team. What exactly do you do on the Teams team? Will you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, and thank you for having me on. I'm really excited to be here. I'm one of the product leads on Microsoft Teams platform. So one of the areas that my team looks after is making sure that developers of all backgrounds, any level of experience, have really great tools and resources for building awesome apps. So we try to make sure that wherever you're coming from, you have a way to build an app for Microsoft Teams.
Fantastic. And where are people kind of coming from? Like what are the types of developers or users even that we're seeing build Teams apps right now?
It's really all over the place. And that's actually one of the most exciting things to see is that we're finding that customers from any vertical, whether that's finance, healthcare, education, can really identify a way that they can improve Teams to really suit their needs. And so we're finding that there are tons of different scenarios and tons of different ways that people are extending Teams. And I think that's one of the real powers of platform is that we're building all of these different extensibility points and making it possible for you to make Teams your own.
Yeah.
So I know, Isabella, I was just mentioning how much Teams has grown in the last 9 months during the pandemic. And I know anytime you scale an engineering project that fast, that big, it's bound to make some things harder. Have you learned anything about how to do engineering as this has scaled up? Anything surprised you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really, really great question. And I think, we were listening in on one of the watch parties where they were talking about how exciting it is that really Teams has been able to innovate at that pace. And I think every time you really focus on scaling and innovation at the same time, you really need to make sure that you're able to balance those two different priorities. So I think just watching the team, make sure that we're responsive and able to have a really, really great experience for all of these users as they onboard and critically need the Teams and the platform to work for them, while also being able to innovate. I think my one personal learning is the importance of caching. If you don't cache for long enough, then you have all of the clients hitting services to try to update. But also, if you cache for too long, then you have users with stale information. So really hitting that balance and making sure that you're thinking user first all the time has been really, really important for the team.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and kind of on that note, before we throw to our first session, I just wanted to know, what should developers keep in mind when they're building for Teams?
Great question. Number one, think about what your users are doing. I mean, they're in Teams, they're chatting with each other, they're having meetings. Think about what they're trying to accomplish and think about how your app is going to improve what they're already doing. So if you're building something like an expenses app, when users are chatting with each other or in meetings, when might they need to use an expenses app and what scenarios are you designing for? And we find that when you design scenario first and really think about what users are trying to accomplish, that you're going to end up building out really great apps.
Fantastic. Well, Isabel, thank you so much for talking with me. Todd, you and I are going to chat more a little bit later, but now we are actually going to go to our very first session where our own Burke Holland and Dan Whalen are going to present a fantastic keynote for us about, bringing web apps to Teams. Check it out. All right, well, that was fantastic, fantastic stuff from Dan and Burke. I'm going to bring in back Todd and Isabella to talk with us a little bit about what we just saw and some other things we can look forward to with developing with Microsoft Teams. Todd, let's go ahead and start with you. What are kind of your big takeaways from what we just saw from our opening with Burke and Dan?
Yeah, it's a cool demo. And what I love about what they showed there is I know a lot of us are in places where we have those line of business apps that are part of our daily lives. It requires us to go find a website, log in. And it shows how you can really simplify a lot of people's lives by bringing things into Teams and how you can go even further and really streamline the way someone works by going even deeper into that integration with things like bots and some of the things Dan and Burke showed off. So hopefully I think everyone got to see that it's a lot of different places you can integrate to Teams. And we're gonna go now in the rest of the day and show you how to do what you just saw. So a lot of fun content to come. But I also wanna point out that what we saw there was in the context of a line of business app, but the same concepts apply if you're a startup and you have a SaaS app and you wanna think about integrating that into Teams, or maybe you're a student and you wanna build something for your organization or your learning institution. All of these concepts apply the same. And so if you have an idea for building a Teams app or you're thinking about building one, we wanna help you. In fact, we've set up a forum where you can share with us a little bit about what you wanna build, so we can actually set up some time as the developer advocacy team to talk to you about your idea and help you out. So head on over to akms.com/teamsappconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T, and give us a little bit of information and we'll reach out to you. We want to help you out. We want to help make your Teams app successful and hopefully guide you a little bit further down that path.
Awesome. Awesome. So akms.com/teamsappconsult. That's fantastic. Isabella, what did you think about that? That's a pretty cool demo, right?
It's really, really awesome. And I think just in general, we're really excited to see SSO coming out as well as one of the things that was highlighted there.
Yeah. So Isabella, what's the coolest app that you've seen developed for Teams so far?
Really hard question. I think in general, I love all of the apps that folks are building that address their really niche scenario. So, you know, in education cases, how students can stay engaged and things like that. I personally love Kahoot. It's an app that was actually first a standalone app and is now integrated into Teams. I use it for a lot of some of the internal onboarding programs that I help run. So that's one that I think really meets this niche that I have of wanting to be able to have interactive quizzing experiences that kind of break up some of these onboarding events that we hold.
I actually think a lot of the watch parties today are using Kahoot as well. So it's a great call out.
It's a great app.
Fantastic.
So I was going to ask you, Isabella, we saw a lot of sort of core features in Teams in that demo, but I know some of the people in today's live stream are experienced Teams developers. So for those who are a little more familiar with the platform, what should developers know that's maybe new in the platform, something new they can check out to go even deeper with their app dev journey?
Yeah, there are a lot of different areas that we're making investments in. I think just really in general, focusing on making sure that there are great tools for both professional devs and citizen devs. So the new Visual Studio and Visual Studio Code extensions that help you build out Scaffold. The integration with Power Platform is really, really powerful and really helps folks get started building out apps quickly. I'm personally super excited about meetings extensibility, which is how you can start building apps for meetings. I think it's one of these ways that you can really see how apps can be fully integrated into what you're trying to do. And since we've released meetings extensibility, it's a feature that I've been using in probably every single meeting I have that really requires kind of deep interaction with the other people that are working with me.
So these are apps that like run in the meeting while you're meeting with other people, the app's right there in that surface.
Yep, you can access the app from the upper bar. And you know, even in that polling example, we did a virtual offsite the other day and we were using polls to kind of gauge sentiment while we were doing the offsite to make sure that all voices were heard. So that's a really, really great way that users can now interact.
Yeah, very cool.
That's awesome. So you told us like what app is one of your favorites. You love Kahoot. What is an app that that you wish that someone would develop?
Oh, great question. Now that we've released meetings extensibility, all I want is an app that will play elevator music into the meeting in that 5-minute silence before everyone actually starts talking and you're kind of sitting there and do you say something? Do you not say something? I want to be able to just hit a button and start playing elevator music.
Do.
I love it.
Along.
I actually think that's a great idea, and that would go well with the app consult, right, Todd? Like that's something
yeah.
Maybe people should reach out and learn more about building.
I think it's a great call out that there are all kinds of different apps you can build. It doesn't have to be just the line of business or the productivity scenario. I mean, people are spending their days and their time here, so elevator music app, sure. The sky's the limit. But send us those ideas. Let us help you out. Help you figure out how to be successful. And I also want to say, before we go back to kind of the next segment here and talking more about how you do this, that we know we can't teach you how to do all this. in 2 hours. No one can learn and master a topic that fast. So we have prepared a free learning course on Microsoft Learn that's aligned to all the content you're seeing today. So you can go self-paced, go through all these topics, learn the deep ins and outs that you need to know to be successful. And we created a challenge around that to incentivize you to go through that content. So it's a Teams Learn Challenge. And the first 35 people that complete the challenge will be eligible to win Xbox Game Passes. So we're not above bribery. Head on over there. Check out the Teams Learn Challenge, AKAMS/Teams Learn Challenge is where you can find it. It will go live right at the end of today's event. And it'll give you a reason to go through that learning path, take what you've learned today, apply it, get hands-on, and hopefully build that elevator music app for Isabella here so she has that app in her her app catalog.
Indeed, indeed. Fantastic stuff. Check out that link, aka.ms/Teams Learn Challenge. As Todd said, we are not above bribery. And now we're going to go into our next section from Aisha and Tommy. Check it out.